There's either a shortage of dental coverage in the state or there isn't. Julie Stitzel with Pew Charitable Trusts is in that first camp. She says 29,000 Granite Staters live in areas with little dental access.
And New Hampshire's dentist shortage is even worse than it appears, because nearly one out of four dentists work only part-time.
And Stitzel says that with nearly half of the state's dentists age 55 or older, the shortage is only going to get worse. But dentists say otherwise. Rather than a shortage, they call it a maldistribution. Sure, people in the North Country may have to drive 20 miles for dental care.
That's true, but they also probably have to travel 20 to 25 miles to find a Walmart, to find a store, to find gas, certainly to find a medical practice that would take them.
Jim Williamson is executive director of the New Hampshire Dental Society. His group strongly opposes a new bill that creates something called a dental hygiene practitioner. Under the plan, hygienists can seek an extra year of training, learning to do procedures like temporary crowns, cavity fillings, and pulling baby teeth. They could then travel to nursing homes, Head Start programs, or other populations that sometimes have trouble finding a dentist.
Hey, I'm going to take a big swallow there, and now we're just going to adjust the restoration a little bit.
Dr. Drew Wilson is finishing up a root canal and crown at his busy dental practice in Wilton. He says that with half the training of licensed dentists, practitioners in the field could run into situations they just can't handle.
The only simple extraction is the extraction that's done. You know, I've taken out a lot of baby teeth that you look at an x-ray and you think, gee, that's going to be simple, but you don't see there's a root hidden on the x-ray and then something breaks, and what are we going to do in those cases?
But advocates say there's a long history of these mid-level dental providers performing well.
My name is Christy Jo Fogarty. I'm an advanced dental therapist from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
In 2009, Minnesota joined Alaska as the only two states to approve an expanded dental team. Initiatives in a dozen other states, including Vermont and Maine, are currently pending, and more than 50 countries already have some type of practitioner.
The access issue requires a great big toolbox. I've said it a million times, we are not a silver bullet, but we are one more tool that you can have in that toolbox.
But the New Hampshire Dental Society says a practitioner isn't the right type of tool. They'd rather see insurance reforms and increased awareness of the need for better oral health. Jim Williamson says those are the key reasons for opposing practitioners. He stresses it has nothing to do with money.
I haven't talked to anybody in our leadership or any of our members that think this is going to be an impact on them, financially or whatever way.
Julie Stitzel with Pew says adding a practitioner to the staff could actually increase a dental practice's bottom line. She says the dentist's unwillingness reminds her of the battles between doctors and nurse practitioners a generation back.
Oh, it's eerily similar. If you go back and you take a look at what doctors were saying about nurse practitioners or physician's assistants, you could replace doctors with dentists.
Just like the doctors, the dental lobby is flexing its muscle. Last year, they successfully blocked a similar measure, eventually giving the okay to a watered-down version. Senator Peggy Gilmore is lead sponsor of this year's bill.
Everybody goes to the dentist. I said to my colleagues, the pressure on you to not support this bill can be powerful, because we're talking about people who literally have the power to pull your teeth out.
Extractions aside, it looks like the bill doesn't have the votes to get through the state Senate. Gilmore says she's going to request that it be sidelined until next year. In the meantime, her efforts will continue.
The toothpaste is out of the tube. This is going to happen across our nation and within our healthcare system.
Just not anytime soon in New Hampshire. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.